episode 5 of Christian Creative Art. My name is Candace King. I'm here today to talk about ditching New Year's resolutions, listening for a word of the year, and sharing a little bit about my journey with that. I hope you enjoy. Stay tuned. Have you ever been a slave to your New Year's resolutions, or they've just made you feel bad about yourself? A few years ago, a couple of artist friends of mine invited me to do kind of a reflective New Year's resolution type tradition where we all sat and meditated and reflected on the year and kind of chose a word for the year. That practice for me started about 5 years ago, and ever since then, I have prayed and asked God for a word, and it's actually really been amazing to replace having a word of the year instead of having a list of resolutions that I feel like I cannot keep up with, but letting the word kind of unfold in my life. When I reflected on that, I was thinking of the verse in John. I think it's the first verse in John in the New Testament where it talks about, and the word became flesh. And I really do believe that our words, behind them flow energy, and Christ is in us, if we believe in that kind of thing. And I was just thinking and reflecting on last year and some of the words that our culture used, especially the word trigger. I was thinking trigger, trigger, trigger. And no, this is not my word for 2023. And I think it's quite, in fact, the opposite. But my brain always has me thinking what word Christ will place on my heart. Last year it was notice, and I'll tell you, that practice became noticing my habits, my preconditioning, my predispositions, my deceptiveness, different things in my life that really had me aware of things I could lose, and it was a scary growth year. So notice was the word that was chosen, but it led me to some really intense growth places. Anyways, getting back to the word trigger, I find that we were crying over literal triggers, but yet our culture used that word so much, and it almost is like that word became reality for us. We say we're triggered by things, and I was even using that in the program that I'm in. I'm in a CPE program, a student chaplaincy program right now, and we're taught to notice our emotions, what quote-unquote triggers us. We don't necessarily use that word in class, but that's the word that came to my mind. And so this year, as I've been just kind of waiting and reflecting and praying, I feel as if God has placed on my heart the word essence for the year. And I was really thinking about the questions that go along with this word and flipping the script or shifting the paradigm or changing the narrative from what triggers me to what is the essence of the issue? Is the issue really inside of me? Is the essence of the issue cultural? Is it something that's deep within me? Is it reflecting me? Or am I projecting? Also, essence leads me to think about sense. Bad, good, unnatural, or natural. To think about the old leftovers in the fridge or the smell of fresh cut grass. Okay, who doesn't love the smell of fresh cut grass? It makes me think of the years I spent smelling chemical candles in Bath and Body Works, or now the new beeswax candles that so many people are making that are so natural and beautiful. And it made me think, what am I going to choose? Choice is always such a powerful, beautiful, sometimes daunting gift, as we've mentioned in other episodes. But as I think of essence and I think of Christ in us deflecting things, it starts to become, it changes things from taking things so personally, that Christ's speaking life into us and it has to flow out of us. So in that, I'm exploring that this year. My word for the year is essence. I would so encourage you to pray and practice this as well. I don't hear a literal voice or anything. It just kind of is placed on my heart as I'm questioning God and asking him to help me learn and grow in certain ways. And so essence, that is the word for the year. I encourage you to find yours too. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day. Peace and joy from Christian Creative Art. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Christian Creative Art. I hope you found some inspiration or healing, peace and joy as you go about your day. Until next time.